Text numéro 8. Are mobile phones safe for children to use? Mobiles have been in use for a relatively short time and cancers can take decades to develop. However, most scientists seem to agree about one thing, that if mobiles are hazardous, children may be more vulnerable than the rest of us to their possible ill effects. If the penetration of the electromagnetic waves goes for 4 centimetres into the brain, 4 centimetres into the adult brain is just the temporal lobe, says Dr. Annie Sasko of the Institute of Public Health, Epidemiology and Development in Bordeaux. There are not too many important functions in the temporal lobe, but in a child, the more central brain structures are going to be exposed. In addition, kids have a skull which is thinner, less protective. They have a higher content of water in the brain, so there are many reasons why they absorb more of the same radiation, she adds. The International Agency for Research on Cancer has recently reclassified mobile phones as possibly carcinogenic. The reclassification was the result of a meeting held at the headquarters of the world's leading scientists in the field in Lyon. They reviewed experimental data from the longest-running research project into the use of mobile phones by brain cancer sufferers. The strongest evidence comes from the studies of cancer in humans, and there was some evidence that there may be an association between the use of mobile cell phones and certain types of brain cancer. But while the GSMA acknowledged that some mobile phone users may be concerned, it said that present safety standards remain valid and that there was need for further research. I think mobile phones are a risk for brain tumours, and we have already quite substantial epidemiological evidence showing that people who use cell phones for more than 10 years have about a doubling in their risk of glioma, which is a brain tumour quite often fatal, says Dr. Annie Sasko. Certainly for parents, giving children mobiles helps to keep tabs on them when they are out and about in a world full of hazards. But if the hazard is the phone itself, then we would be wise to take precautions. After 20 or so years with mobiles, there is no clear evidence that mobile phone radiation damages health, and many experts say there is nothing to worry about. But the UN says there might be a problem, and others believe there definitely is an issue. So, it is up to the individual to decide whether to dismiss the warnings or take minor precautions to ensure those thought most vulnerable do not blame us if the most dire predictions do turn out to be correct. Adapted from BBC, August 2012.